Welcome to Faith Talks, a monthly program on the The Generation podcast, designed to help young ladies discover greater ways to nurture and exercise their faith in their day-to-day walk with Christ.
Hello, I'm Jana Faith.
And I'm Anna Faith, and welcome to episode 18 of Faith Talks.
Well, I don't know about you all out there listening, but it is really starting to feel like fall around here. I think it was last Thursday was the first day of fall, and it almost seemed like the weather just like flipped a switch.
Yes,
it did. And it started like getting that snappy.
It was like Wednesday, it was what, like 80 degrees? Mm-hmm. And Thursday, it was like 60, 55. Like,
wow.
Just bang.
It seems like the weather almost has like a calendar or something. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it when it snapped and started being cold. I was walking outside, and I was like, this is The Generation weather.
Yes.
You know how that like, it just... It gets that feel.
Yeah, I was actually thinking the exact same thing. You know, some people, when they think of fall, they think of, like, pumpkin and lattes and apple
PSL.
Cider or, you know, all that type of stuff. But I think of all of that and the Generation Youth Summit. It's, like, all together in my mind. And I think it started when I was, I think, my seventh grade year, the first year I was in the youth group. And I think that's when it first started, which kind of shows how many years it's been going. I'm now a senior in college. So that's crazy, but that's what I always think about.
And that kind of bridges us into our next topic. We're going to be actually talking about the next two podcasts for the year, and I'm super excited about them. Now, as we were just talking about, the Generation Youth Summit is coming up in a few weeks, and we're really thrilled to be able to do a live podcast with Mrs. Summer Raines in front of a live audience. So those of you who might be coming to the summit, you can mark your calendars on Thursday morning. We're going to do a podcast workshop where you all can see just kind of what podcasting is like. And then I'm also excited about our final podcast of the year. Our guest speaker is going to be you all. Yes, you heard correctly. We're excited to offer the opportunity for our listeners to actually send in brief testimonies of how the Faith Talks podcast maybe has been a blessing to you. And it could be maybe one of the devotionals on the fruit of the Spirit. I know that was a while ago. Or maybe one of the stories the guest speakers gave, their testimonies. But we are just thrilled to be able to see and hear how God has used these stories and truths to touch your heart.
So you can give us your testimony by filling out a form, and there's two ways that you can get to that form. Either go to thegeneration.org/FTT. Again, that is thegeneration.org/FTT. Or you can look in the podcast description below, and you'll see a link to the form. But don't worry, that may sound scary, like, oh, I have to fill out a form. But they don't have to be long. And even just saying something like, I was stirred to witness to my Catholic neighbor after listening to Greta's testimony, it was such a blessing. Something like that is totally enough. But we're definitely excited. We will look forward to hearing from each of you. Getting back to today's podcast, though, we're excited about our guest today. We have with us Mrs. Brittany Torres. She's a key part to our Spanish ministry at our church. And how about you just go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, Mrs. Torres?
All right. As you said, my name is Brittany Torres, and I've been married to my husband, Francisco, for almost 8 years now. My husband is a volunteer Spanish pastor in the Spanish ministry at our church, so I guess you could say that I'm an unofficial pastor's wife, but that's the role I fulfill in assisting my husband in that ministry. I've always had a burden for missions, so I love how God fulfilled my desire to be in missions by placing us in our own little mission field, reaching Hispanics here for him. We know that God has called us in the future to start a bilingual church in the San Francisco Bay Area of California, where my husband grew up. But for now, we're content here until God clearly moves us to our next step. We have a little girl named Bella, who's 5, and she just started kindergarten at our Christian school, and she's absolutely loving it. A little more about myself, I love strategy games. So don't talk to my husband because he'll tell you that I win all the time. But I don't think I do. But he'll say I do. But anyway, Catan would definitely be my favorite, along with the many variants and expansions. And for those familiar with Catan, Cities and Knights is definitely toward the top of my list. But really, my husband and I just love games in general and love having get-togethers at our house to fellowship and play games together.
That is so fun. I have heard we play quite a bit with the Williams. We'll play Catan and stuff. And I'll hear about the Torreses. Or like other night, Mr. Torres did this. And I know they're, you guys are top rivals there. So that's a lot of fun. Well, thank you for coming in today. And would you mind just sharing a little bit of your testimony, your salvation, just surrender, just kind of a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. My family was originally reached through door-to-door soul winning. And our pastor had the first contact with my family. And my dad, from the beginning, agreed to come to church faithfully for 6 months to every service. And if he liked it, he would keep coming. And if he didn't, then he'd stop and just wanted to be left alone. Well, my dad was saved soon after that. So my family faithfully attended church ever since I was 3 years old. So as far back as I can remember, I never remember not being in church. And my mom was saved soon after that as well. And then I was saved when I was 6 years old. And my mom was actually just reading through some Bible tracts to me. She was planning on ordering some. So she was just reading through some and read them to me because I was there. And God definitely convicted me. And my mom was able to lead me to the Lord that day. And that was October 11th of 1994, which was also my mom's birthday. And fast forward to the future, that's also our anniversary. So that's a special day. And when I was 7 years old, I gave my life to the Lord. And it wasn't in a special service or anything, but just in my own devotions, God clearly led me to that decision of giving my life to Him. So those two decisions, my salvation and then surrendering my life to the Lord, were really key times in my life that helped me not to lose my focus in the future. And I remembered them very clearly and thankfully never struggled with doubting my salvation or anything like that. My family was also very involved in our local church, and my parents loved serving in various ways. So really most of my childhood, I remember being at church, whether for services or work days or just serving in various ministries. And Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 were always my favorite verses ever since I was very little. Many of you probably know them. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And little did I know at the time how God was going to use those verses, but he definitely used those truths throughout my whole life.
That's really neat. My mom loves those verses, and she'll say them all the time to us at home, just trusting the Lord even if you can't see. Now, as you shared with me earlier when we were talking, can you just tell us, our listeners, about some of the different trials, I know, like from that point on that you had been through in your childhood?
Well, when I was 10, the Lord brought me through my first big trial, I would say. I remember very clearly after a church service leaving, and I knew something wasn't right. And at home, my parents sat me down and through tears told me that they were never going back to that church and that I was no longer going to be in the Christian school there.
And what grade would you have been?
That would have been fourth grade.
Okay.
I was very young at the time, 10, I believe. So they didn't share a lot of details, but I knew there were a lot of hurts from various situations. And I'm thankful that through that all, they never turned their back on God. But they did become bitter toward certain people through the hurts they experienced. And for me, that was really an earth-shattering time because really everything I knew and was used to wasn't going to be the same anymore. And I prayed for a couple days and sensed very clearly that God still wanted me in that church and in that Christian school. And so I talked with my parents and really shared my heart with them. And they actually agreed to let me go back to church on my own. And I was able to return to the Christian school as well. So I would usually get rides to and from church with various families, and sometimes my parents would drop me off or pick me up. And that was a very hard time for me, and God taught me many lessons through that time. One thing I really struggled with was comparing my family with others, and I didn't understand how once I had a strong family and then all of that changed, I would often think how life would be much better and easier if I had a strong family. But God gave me a very good mentor who was my teacher at the time, and she really worked with me through all of my trials and would pray with me consistently and spent countless hours with me. And it was really during those times where God taught me even just about how to communicate instead of just burying my problems and hiding from them. So I'm very thankful for her, and we were once in that student teacher relationship, but now we're very good friends moving forward. And then a second big trial came a couple years later when I was 12, and my older half-brother, who was 18 years older than me, was in a very bad and controlling relationship, and it really made him crazy, which wasn't an excuse for his sin, but he actually ended up killing his girlfriend and another young man who tried to stop him. And he took his own life at the end. This was very difficult for my family, and especially for my mom. It was definitely the hardest trial she ever went through. I wondered for a long time whether my mom would ever be the same. She had had my brother when she was 16. She was only with a young man once and found out she was pregnant. And thankfully, she never thought of abortion. She never considered that. But she worked very hard to graduate early and get a good job to be able to support him. And she lived in the same area her whole life. So it was a traumatic event in the community as well. Just because nothing ever really happened in our town. And everybody knew my mom, so it was very difficult for her. And as far as we know, my brother was unsaved and rejected the gospel many times.
So was he ever in the home when you were, or was he kind of out by the time?
He was out by the time I was born, but I would see him. And so we did have a relationship. But it wasn't as deep, and the more my parents would share the gospel with him, the farther that relationship got. And I remember even mom sharing with me, probably a few months before this all took place, my mom had written him a letter and just shared her heart with him and said she was sorry for anything she ever did to hurt him. But so she knew that God was going to work, and it wasn't the ending that she thought, and we never know if he did accept Christ. He knew the gospel very well. But so that was a really difficult trial. Mm-hmm. But really, that was the trial that was the long process to soften my parents again and to eventually mm-hmm. see them return to church years later.
Now, when you were going through those different trials, did you ever struggle with bitterness, whether it was towards your parents more at the first trial or towards God, or was that a struggle for you?
It was. I'm thankful that God really helped protect me from a lot of bitterness that could have been there toward the church or authorities in the church and toward my parents. But there was a short time in the beginning of high school that God showed me that I was starting to become bitter toward my parents just for leaving church in the first place. And there was a situation I was in, and God clearly convicted me and spared me from what could have turned into a bad situation. But he showed me through that bitterness was what had first opened that door to that situation in the first place. And then I decided to talk to my parents and confess that to them, that I had been becoming bitter toward them, and I asked for their forgiveness. And of course they forgave. I don't even think they realized through the course of any of that I was becoming bitter toward them. But God really restored and just renewed our relationship. And I'm so thankful for the conviction just of the Holy Spirit. He was always there, and I knew in situations what was right and wrong. And God really worked in my life to protect me. Continuing on, just through the prayer, I had prayed a lot for my family. And a couple years after dealing with the bitterness, so this would be later in my high school years, God finally answered the prayer that I had prayed for so long, and God actually brought my parents back to the church that they had left. And really for me, that strengthened my faith and really seemed like a miracle, because I had never seen that happen for someone that had left and come back. So it was really neat how God really worked and really showed me that he cares and that he was answering prayer.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you've shared some of the lessons already that God had been teaching you through all those trials, but what are some key lessons that God taught you that you'd like people to know?
Let's see. So God really taught me many lessons of faith growing up. He taught me that he answers prayer, even things that seem impossible. He also brought me to the point where I truly believe that my family was perfect for me, and he made me so thankful for my parents and the family that God placed me in. He also taught me that I should never waste trials. Trials were given to me out of God's love, not only to refine me and to draw me closer to him, but also so I could use them to minister to others. And just thinking through it all, God blessed me so much. There were many blessings. I'm very thankful for each of the trials God had given to me, and I'm definitely still no stranger to trials. My dad's gone through chronic illness basically my whole life and has been through cancer, maybe more recent in my married life. I've gone through miscarriages and currently going through secondary infertility. Then my newest trial would be my mom. Sorry. My mom unexpectedly passed away this summer from a brain aneurysm. And it's so neat because even through that, God made things very clear that his hand was in it and preparing us all for that, and just gave mom so many of the desires of her heart. And she really was one of my closest friends. So I'm thankful that God did give me a very good relationship with her, even through the hardness growing up. And really, I have absolutely no regrets about not spending enough time with her or not sharing things with her, because we really did have a very close relationship. And so I definitely feel like I've had my share of trials in life, and sometimes it feels overwhelming, but when my heart is overwhelmed, God leads me to the rock that is always higher than I am. And I'm thankful that God taught me so much from little on about how to pray and walk mm-hmm. with him. And it's not like I had a perfect walk with God, because I definitely didn't. And it's not that I never struggled to even just have my devotions, because I did struggle. A little secret, I've always struggled with reading and just comprehension. So having my devotions has never just been easy, just because I love to read or things like that. But it's definitely been something I've had to really work on. And I'm also thankful that because I did go to church on my own for so long, that all the standards and convictions that I had and still have really just become my own. And they weren't just from my parents telling me what to do and what not to do, because my parents really would have let me just make my own decisions. because they knew their own struggles and they knew they weren't always living right. They thought I was spiritually stronger than they were. So they really left a lot of decisions up to me. So I really could have chosen to do whatever I want. But definitely the convictions that I had, God gave me himself, and I'm thankful for that. A lot of areas where people may struggle, like dress or music, I never struggled with those, and still they're not a struggle because I know where God has led me personally in those areas. And I know some people that grow up in good, strong families sometimes struggle later on because they haven't internalized their standards and convictions, and they've just gone with the flow of what they've been told to do or not to do. So it's definitely important, whether you come from a strong family or one that isn't so strong, just to make sure that you're close to God and that he's given you the convictions and standards that you have. I'm also just thankful for the opportunity to minister to others in a deeper way that have gone through some of the same or similar trials I have. Even if it's something I've never gone through, God has definitely given me a compassion and a love for people, and I love to bear other people's burdens and pray for them. I may not always have the perfect words or the verses to share, but I know I can pray, and many times that's the best thing I can do.
Wow. That is a powerful story. Thank you so much for giving that. I just think of, as a pastor's wife, how many people you're going to be able to counsel who are going to be going through very deep trials. And there is a point where you can only relate if you've been through. It might not be the same trial, but it's a deep trial you've been through. So I just think of how God's already used that and how he's even going to use it more. I know our listeners out there, I am 100% sure that probably touched some of your hearts, maybe just different aspects of it that you're going through maybe in your family. I thought that was a really good point, that your family is perfect for you. Mm-hmm. And obviously looking at your family, it didn't look like a perfect family.
Yes.
But it's what God had, and you accepting that and then seeing God change your parents' heart, just how powerful that is, just the power of prayer. Now moving to our Bible character, I know I thought of actually a couple Bible characters as you were talking, just that are similar to your story. But is there one Bible character that kind of has stood out that you've related with over the years?
Yes. Actually, Joseph in the Bible has always been my favorite character. And even this was even before all the trials that I had gone through. But he went through many big trials and didn't necessarily have his family backing him up. You know, we all know the story, how his brothers sold him into slavery and then he was in Egypt. But he learned to really walk with God, and God worked all his trials together for good.
Think of him in that prison. Mm-hmm. You know, he had to walk with God with nobody else backing him up. Mm-hmm. And similar to you, like, I found that incredible. You're 10 years old and you're making a decision to stay at a church in a Christian school with high standards, but you're making a decision to stay, mm-hmm. even though your parents, you could have done something else. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Yes, I agree. And I just also think of Joseph's story, and even in relation to yours, how it's so much like the key center point is God in Joseph's mm-hmm. life, and in yours as well, because God's using all these things together for good. I was even thinking of all the things that you don't even know yet that God wants to use, and even this podcast, and just the ways that he uses those trials in such a more abundant way of, you know, it seems so negative, but he ends up using it in such a positive way, more than you would have ever thought. So that's just such a blessing. So do you have any application points from what God has done through these trials that even just specific things our listeners can apply to their lives right now?
Yes, just some takeaways, since I've covered a lot of different areas. I would encourage each listener just to learn how to pray and walk with God and learn to hear and obey God's voice. Also recognize that God gives trials because he loves you and wants to draw you close to him. And don't ever let trials limit your vision for your life. Many times we can believe the lie that God can only use us if you name it. You come from a good family or you have this talent. There's so many things. But God knew what he was doing when he placed you where you are, and he's much bigger than our circumstances, and he wants to use you right where you are. And I'd say finally, don't waste your trials. Use them to really grow yourself, but don't forget to use them also to be an encouragement to others. And maybe some of you listening can relate to some of what I've gone through, or maybe you're just going through some really big trials. And if you feel like reaching out to me, you can feel free to email the girls at faithtalks@thegeneration.org, and they would forward me your email. And I'd love just to reach out to you, and even I might not have the right words to say and the right wisdom, but I'd love to pray for you. So
thank you. And I just, one thing that just has hit my, just come back to me several times while you were sharing everything, your whole story, and something God's been working my heart is just realizing that his way is perfect for each of us. Mm-hmm. And no matter what your trial is, God's going to use that for good. And some of you may even be thinking, whoa, I have like no trials compared to that, because I was even thinking that myself, like, oh, I guess my life has been easy. But don't think that, oh, I'm less because I haven't had trials. Mm-hmm. God wants to use whatever is in your life, and he's perfectly handcrafting it for you so that you can be a blessing later on, even if you have had a lot of trials and can relate in a lot of ways to Mrs. Torres. But just realizing that God's way is perfect for you, and the way that you can get to that, like we were just talking about application, is getting to God and realizing that he wants to know you, and he wants to teach you through these trials. But most importantly, he's not just a teacher, he's a friend. He wants to know you in those trials, and he cares deeply. He agonizes with you when you are, you know, going through the deepest waves of those trials, or the sorrow if you lost some loved one. But he cares, and just realizing that he wants to know you through those things, and that's how you will come out in the end saying his way is perfect through mm-hmm. those trials. So
I think it's neat how Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 was a theme throughout, that God is guiding you in to lean not to your own understanding, because you definitely, if anybody had a reason to be able to lean mm-hmm. to your own understanding, you could have easily done that. But just how, and obviously it's still a process of just trusting God, and how he's, to see how he's directed your path is just so encouraging. Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing. I know that was not an easy testimony to give.
Thanks.
And I know it might have even been easier to leave stuff out, but I think mm-hmm. that you shared everything and shared your heart, and I'm sure it was a blessing to everybody out there. I think it was all really, really, really helpful. So I just want to thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so as we wrap up our podcast today, just a reminder to not forget about the next few exciting podcasts, as we mentioned at the beginning.
Yes, and if you have not signed up for the The Generation Youth Summit, sign up now. It's not too late. We were talking before this. I think we have some tents out in the woods that are still available, or a couple bunks in my shed.
You can come over to our house. We're right next to the dorms.
Yeah. So if you haven't signed up, it's not too late. Sign up. Go Army. Let's go. It's going to be a blast.
Yes, I'm on Army too, so we're going to, at least Faith Talks is kind of has its teams.
There we go. If you like Faith Talks, come be on Army.
Yes. Also, don't forget to click the link below or go to thegeneration.org/FTT and add your testimony for the final episode of Faith Talks 2022, which, it's crazy that it's 2022.
I can't believe it.
What, 2 years now of mm-hmm. Faith Talks? Wow, that's crazy. So just remember, girls, just trust the Lord in any trial that he sends your way, and realizing that he's working all those things together for good, and in a way that you can't even comprehend how much good he wants to use out of those trials. But all you have to do is just respond in faith. And faith, remember, faith is believing when you don't see. So just trust God even when you can't see through that cloud of whatever it is, if it's a trial or if it's just some big doubt in your mind. Just say, God, I believe. And maybe you could just, I don't know, take a piece of paper and write out some different things that you are really struggling with, whether it's a trial or it's some big thing you're going through, and just saying, God, I believe you, and write what you're believing him for in that trial, what you want to see for good through that trial. See what God does. See if he surpasses everything that you wrote. And he will, girls. He will, as you trust him. So remember this week, as you go throughout your week and get ready for the Generation Youth Summit, faith doesn't just talk, faith walks.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the The Generation Podcast. If you have an issue you need help with, we have a resource that can help you. The Battle Plan for Victory is an online resource designed to help young people deal with personal sin issues through the Word of God, and ultimately, to find victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. To view the Battle Plan, please visit thegeneration.org/victory.